From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least 13 people have been killed, including seven attackers in an assault on a Somali police compound in Mogadishu. Somalia's internal security minister says the target of the attack was the headquarters building of the Criminal Investigation Department. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Turkey intensified a crackdown Sunday on officials who allegedly played a role in the failed coup in mid-July, dismissing nearly 1,400 military personnel. Among those discharged was a top aide to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Mr. Erdogan is seeking to tighten his grip over the top ranks of the country's armed forces and its spy agency. More than 50,000 Turks have now lost their jobs across the country, and more than 18,000 have been detained, all for their alleged connection or support to Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric blamed for the coup attempt. An Erdogan opponent living in the United States, Gulen has denied any connection with a coup. Iraqi officials say militants have launched two attacks on energy facilities in northern Iraq, killing at least five people. Both assaults Sunday took place inside Kurdish-controlled areas of Kirkuk province. At least three of the four assailants were killed in the attacks. The New York-based Human Rights Watch group is demanding authorities in Afghanistan prosecute militia forces linked to a top government official for recent killings and other abuses against civilians in northern Faryab province. The group says its probe into the June attack has found members of the Junbish militia, loyal to First Vice President Abdul Rashid Dostum, were behind the violence. This is VOA News.